Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Susan Bronlin, here to talk about her upcoming art aerobics class. Welcome to Morning Edition, Susan.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, it is coming up this Wednesday at the Yaw Building from 6:30 to 8 p.m., mm-hmm. sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Tell us a bit about it. It's a very intriguing title, Art Aerobics. So I'm imagining people in spandex suits boogieing down and splattering walls with paint. Is that it?
Not quite. Don't wear your spandex suits. Basically, I'd love to say it's an original idea. It's not. Back in October, when we were having a horrible Mercury in retrograde, a friend of mine sent me an email written by some astrologist saying how horrible it was. And, oh, there was a little thing, she was going to art aerobics. And I put it aside for a little bit. About the same time, Laura Kaltenstein was doing her wine and line drawing fundraiser for the Whale Fest. And I knew that she was going to be doing blowing paint across the straw with straws across the paper. But I watched about 30 plus adults do that and have the time of their lives. And so I started putting the two, the art aerobics and the straw blowing together. And I thought, there's some adults out there who I think want to get their art energy out there and try something goofy and fun. This art aerobics comes from a gallery in San Diego. And so I ran the idea by Jeff Budd, and here it is finally. We're finally going to get a chance to see what art aerobics is. There will be loud music. You will be able to move paint however you want to. The idea is to get what's in here in your body, in your heart, in your mind, in your, get outside the box and get it on paper. If you're going through a frustrating time, get it out. If you're going through a happy time, get it out. It's just about connecting and working out whatever is going on in your life. And I know sometimes we could use that. And, you know, it's just going to be fun. It's going to be some loud music.
Visqueen on the walls.
Visqueen on the walls and blue tarp, big blue tarp on the floor. And some new things maybe for some people to try out. Some different things that you, oh, maybe wouldn't have wanted to do in your own home, but here's your chance to do them. So kind of some fun things and totally open for suggestions. If people want things, if this, they would like to see this continue, if they had a great time, then, you know, give me your suggestions and we'll see what we can do to make it happen. So
this is an opportunity for people to push their boundaries, their preconceived notions of what is art, and maybe to confront that inner critic.
Exactly. And it's not, I'm not going to be leading you onto anything. If you want my opinion, fine, but it's really about connecting to your own artist within. I believe that we really, each of us has an artist in different many ways. And, you know, maybe you've always wanted to paint, but were afraid to. Well, here's a chance to try it out. Or here, you know, if you wanted to try pastels, here's a chance to try it out. It's just about keeping that movement going with the paint or with the pastels or with whatever, crayons, whatever you choose to do, and just keep it moving.
So you anticipate that this sort of kinetic artistry will also help people emotionally release.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a real interesting piece of it to see that, you know, that when your hand connects with something else and working it out, it's like journaling. You know, so many people are able to write out their, what's going on inside of them through, you know, on the pen and paper, but this is a chance to get it out kind of in a fun way, in a goofy way, and let that inner kid come out too. I think that's part of the, that's part of it sometimes, is just letting that inner child come out and play and splatter paint across the canvas, or, you know, just keep moving and make no sense about what you're doing. Just listen to the music and let the music move you.
So your inner kid should tell you, wear your play clothes and maybe a smock.
Yeah, I said if you wanted to wear, you know, bring an old shirt, great. But yeah, just be ready to maybe get a little messy.
Have you ever done this, or will you be participating?
If there's time and space available, I would love to do it. But I've done things like this on my own, but never again. I've always kept it. Well, okay, I will have to. I have done it when I was living in Oregon. I kind of just went a little crazy. But
in those younger years.
No, just it was just a few years ago. And it was fun, but it was a lot of mess to clean up. So I didn't have this queen and stuff on the walls, but it was interesting. But so yes, yeah. If there's space and time available, great. If not, it's really about getting other people out there. I'm getting my creativity out these days in a different way, in many different ways. So it'll be great to see if I have a chance to slap some paint up there. But if not, that's okay too.
Well, it seems that this is also about creating art within community. Mm-hmm. You can be by yourself in your cabin throwing art at the walls, but that's likely going to be a different experience from doing this with a group of people.
Yeah, and this is, it's another thing to do. You know, it's winter time, and yes, we haven't had a really horrible winter, but I think sometimes it's just nice to get out in the middle of the week and get amongst other people, and it's a chance to kind of do that too, and that's, you know, that's part of what was behind in my thinking as well, is getting people out in the middle of the week and, you know, doing something different that you wouldn't just come home after work and eat dinner, put the kids to bed. It's come out and have a little bit of fun and just connect and create.
How many people are you hoping will show up?
I would love it if lots of people came, but, we don't have a whole lot of space. We have, you know, but it would be great to see 20, 25, 30 people, whatever.
Let's talk a bit about where this is located.
Okay, it's at the Yaw Building, not the Yaw Chapel. The Yaw Building is the building in front of the Hames parking lot. It's the long building. It's where the
greater... It has the composting next to it.
Yes,
and
the
garden.
Little garden, mm-hmm. There. Yeah, and I'll try to have balloons or something or paintbrushes hanging outside so people know how to come in and find us. So, yeah.
And $15?
$15, and that's really to help pay for the room and the supplies.
Great. And you mentioned you're hoping that this might become something fairly regular. You're doing this for Artie Gras as well.
Definitely.
Any other times you're definitely
If we get a lot of response and people want to see this continue, we'll probably try to do it in another couple of weeks. So I've put that on the flyers around town, but just depending on how people respond to it and yeah. It will either go or no go, but it would be great to see if it's the good response and people want to see this continue. It'd be great to have it be able to be available as much as people want it.
Sort of art therapy, movement therapy.
Yes.
All rolled in one.
All rolled in one.
Well, can people contact you if they have questions?
Yes. And my number is 747-3183. I've had a couple phone calls already, which is great. I've had lots of people stop me and go, "What are you doing?" So it's a chance to kind of explore and have fun.
Well, great. Any parting thoughts, Susan?
No, I don't. Just come and get your hands into it.
Get your art on.
Get your art on.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Susan Bronlin. She's hosting an art aerobics class this Wednesday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Yaw Building on the Sheldon Jackson campus. $15, and this is sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council, where clothes that can get messy.